Minneapolis Muslims want to blast Islamic call to prayer over loudspeakers 5 times a day. The Minnesota chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, is demanding that mosques in Minneapolis be allowed to broadcast the Islamic call to prayer 5 times a day versus the already allotted 3 times a day. Here is the local news report on the request. According to a report by the RAIR Foundation, the Islamic call to prayer is intended to show power and control over a country by declaring the supremacy of Allah of Islam, and is considered a warlike declaration. The RAIR Foundation reports. The terror-tired group wants residents to not only hear the eardrum-shattering disturbance in the late mornings and afternoon but also in the early morning and evenings. For this to happen, the Islamic supremacists are demanding that the city's noise ordinance rules be changed just for them. The news site BNI asked the audacious question. Considering that Muslims comprise only 3% of the population of Minneapolis, is it fair that the other 97% be subjected to this loud and offensive Muslim praying, audible from a 20-block radius, being blasted from high-powered amplifiers in some 24 mosques 5 times a day, beginning at dawn and ending late at night? I can't help but wonder the Minneapolis City Council's position if a Christian church asked for the Lord's Prayer to be blasted from speakerphones even once a day. My guess is they would not even dignify the request by placing it on their meeting agenda, let alone approve it. The question nobody even raises is, how did Minneapolis get 24 mosques? The answer is simple, because of decades of refugee resettlements from mostly Somalia. In no way, shape or form has the exploding Muslim population occurred in Minnesota, Michigan, Maine, Idaho, Ohio, Tennessee, Georgia or any other state been an organic process. These parallel societies, almost like nations within nations, have been quietly set up in cities and towns across America by the U.S. State Department and its 9 VOLAGs, or volunteer agencies. The 9 agencies that contract with the federal government to import refugees and thereby transform communities from Christian to Muslim include 6 with Christian-sounding names: the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services, Episcopal Migration Ministries, World Relief Corp., an arm of the National Association of Evangelicals, and Church World Services, an arm of the World Council of Churches. So when your city someday joins Minneapolis and seeks to blast the Islamic call to prayer from loudspeakers 5 times a day, you will know who is responsible. Don't blame the Muslims. They're just doing what Muslims do. The cultural transformation comes largely compliments of liberal white Christian denominations. There are other cultural norms in Muslim countries that don't fit well in Western nations as well, like the taking of child brides, female genital mutilation, and even honor killings. All of these have been issues here in America where large resettlements exist, and you can read about them in my book, Stealth Invasion. These types of culture-changing demands are exactly what I predicted in that book would happen if the U.S. and other Western nations continued to allow unfettered Muslim immigration. Of course, that's why the book was recently banned by Amazon. You can still order it from BarnesandNoble.com. LeoHoman.com needs your help. Please consider a small donation to help with our spring fundraiser to keep us online for the remainder of 2023. You may send donations via snail mail C, O Leo Homan, P.O. Box 291, Noonan, Georgia, 30264, or via credit card by clicking the link below. Thank you for your support.